Amazon's first quarter earnings report last week presented analysts and investors with a financial mystery.
Big beat here on the bottom line. We're seeing EPS in the first quarter from Amazon of $7.09. $4.72 was expected.
The company's profits were much higher than expected, an operating margin of 7.4%, which was almost double what it was the previous year. But Amazon's guidance for the next quarter's results was lower, an operating margin in the range of 4 or 5%. And that suggested that the company would be spending a lot more on something. But what exactly?
Are you convinced that spending is going to be in check, or do you think they're going to drop a bomb on this conference call?
They're going to drop a bomb.
But it was not long until the bomb was dropped and the mystery was solved. Here is Brian Olsavsky, Amazon's chief financial officer, answering a question on the company's earnings conference call.
We're currently working on evolving our Prime free two-day shipping program to be a free one-day shipping program. For Q2 guidance, we've included approximately $800 million of incremental spend related to this investment.
Coming up on this special episode of the GeekWire podcast, we take a closer look at a fundamental change in Amazon's Prime membership program. It's a move that promises to significantly alter Amazon's financial picture and accelerate the pace of global online commerce. Stick around for a deep dive on the implications of Amazon Prime one-day shipping.
I wanted a career in IT, but I didn't know where to start. WGU makes it simple. Their accredited online degree programs cover all kinds of IT specialties, and they have valuable industry certifications built in at no extra cost. The payoff? Having those certs back up my degree makes me look even better to future employers. A nonprofit university that includes top industry certs in their programs? I choose WGU. Learn more at wgu.edu/IT certs included.
Hey, everybody. It's GeekWire editor Todd Bishop, and I'm here with Nat Levy, GeekWire reporter who covered this story. Great to see you, Nat.
Thanks for having me. Still recovering.
Still recovering from the story?
Yeah.
Because it was a shock, even to the analysts who were covering it, which we're going to get into later. But first, what is Amazon doing? Because I can see a lot of people looking at this and saying, hey, wait a second. I can already get same day or 2-hour shipping from Amazon if you get Prime Now or you're a Prime member. So what are they doing here, and what does this announcement mean?
It's true that in some places, on some items, you can get speedier shipping, one day, a couple hours, anything like that. But what they're doing here is taking the core 2-day shipping offering that comes with Prime and phasing that out and basically replacing it with one-day shipping. So the idea is anyone who is eligible for Prime anywhere will someday be getting one-day shipping instead of two.
And it's interesting because I think in some cases we have a big city mentality here in Seattle, and we don't realize that in many other parts of the country, 2 days is in fact the standard.
Right, and we get the rollout of almost everything first. So yeah, we're definitely spoiled.
Yeah, that's right. So what's the history here? Because 2-day shipping has been the flagship benefit of Prime for many years.
Yeah, fun fact that I just learned this week when I was working on the story is that Prime is actually like 14 years old. I had no idea. I thought it was maybe like 5, 6, 7 years old. But most of that time, the core benefit has been free 2-day shipping on many items, even as they've added more goodies along the way.
Why would Amazon want at this point in its evolution to shift the core benefit from 2-day shipping to 1-day shipping?
Well, at this point, a lot of the retailers have caught up. Especially the big ones, Target, Walmart, some of these others, they all have limited versions of 2-day shipping, but they also have their big networks of stores that they can basically turn into these little mini fulfillment centers. They can do pickup, you order it online, pick up in store, a couple of other new programs that some of these companies are working on, but Amazon can't really match those because they don't have the same footprint of stores that a Target or a Walmart might. So they have to find another way to get ahead, another way to set the standard, and it appears that they've settled on one-day shipping as that new push.
It's interesting because shipping, while it's the flagship benefit of Prime, is at this point far from the only benefit. You can get Prime Video. You can get all sorts of different kinds of access to things on Twitch. There are all sorts of different benefits that they've added to Prime over the years. yet shipping remains the core. So how much of this is about boosting Prime membership? Do we know what Amazon's numbers are at this point? And does this move play into attempting to grow that number?
Amazon has only disclosed this number once before, and it was about a year ago when they said there were 100 million members and counting globally.
Globally.
There are research companies out there that estimate these numbers by, you know, surveying X number of households. They're not always entirely accurate. They're just a guess. But some of these reports are suggesting that Prime membership is growing slower than it has in the past. And this would certainly be another way to juice that membership figure and bring more people in. Amazon's also making record profits right now. That doesn't really jive with their character throughout the history of the company. So they had to spend their money on something. And I guess this is it.
Yeah. They're the kind of company that says, wait a second, there's too much money on the bottom line. Clearly, we're doing something wrong. We're not investing enough back into the business. And we're kind of joking here, but really, that is their mentality. It's like, hey, it's still day one. We're still moving. Why can't we just take this money and basically put it into future growth?
Apple's sitting over here like, what are you doing?
Exactly. And Microsoft, you know, the companies with the traditional, you know, 70-80% profit margins on software would look at this and go, this is crazy. But in the scheme of retail, they have low margins. And so this is somewhat typical. So Brian Olsavsky, Amazon's CFO, had this to say about the reasons for making this move, the shift to one-day shipping as a core Prime benefit, on the company's conference call with analysts.
I would say it's as simple as price, selection, and convenience, which is the mantra that we talk about quite often. By going to one day, it increases the convenience and it increases the available selection into the consideration set. Although we have many items that are available in 1 to 2 hours, and also same day, the vast majority of our selection is available to you in 2 days. If we get that to one day, we literally cut it in half. That's tough math for you. I'm sorry to do that. But we think that will open up a lot of potential purchases that and will open up convenience to those customers. So, you know, we've been experimenting with a lot of different formats, as you know, 2 day, 1 day, same day, 2 hour stores. There's all types of points of being there for the customer when they need us at different points in their consideration set. So we really think it's going to be groundbreaking for Prime customers, and we're very excited to add this capability. And again, part of this is we have the capability because we've been at this for over 20 years and continue to invest in our fulfillment capacity, our logistics capacity, and also fine-tune it.
All right. So, Nat, I remember when this happened, when this news was announced, you were listening to the conference call and you came out into the newsroom. And then later on, you called it the most flippantly announced huge story I've ever come across. Tell us the backstory on this.
Let me start with a little inside baseball on how these earnings work. Right after the market closes, they come out with all of the key figures in a release. We look at things like revenue, profit, that sort of thing. Then you dig deeper for anything that stands out. Then you get your story up, and about an hour later, you get the call where the executives jump on the line with investors. And in Amazon's case, they usually just spend the whole time saying, hey, great quarter, guys. But in this case, you know, in the middle of the second question, which was related to operating margin and why they forecasted it declining, they just dropped this bomb right on the call saying, well, we're evolving from two-day shipping to one-day shipping. And I was like, whoa, that sounds like something. And I had to walk out and be like, this is new, right? Like, they said it with such a low enthusiasm that it just felt like it was like something they'd already described before.
And what was hilarious, and you can't say the word hilarious very much in the context of earnings conference calls.
Correct.
Was how much this became the focus of the questions from the analysts throughout the rest of the call.
Great. Thanks. Just coming back to the Prime one-day delivery.
Just to return to the $800 million investment to improve one-day shipping.
Apologize, but another one-day shipping question here.
Thanks for taking my question. I'll go to a new topic, one-day shipping.
By the way, in case that was lost on folks, that was some analyst humor there at the end.
Don't see a lot of that on those calls. it almost felt like Amazon didn't expect the response it got from the analysts on the call. As you can see, everything really shifted, and question after question was about this new shipping plan. And Amazon started to deflect a little bit and say, you know, we've already said what all we can say, and here's this number and this number. We'll have more to share with you in the second quarter.
It became so much of a focus that Amazon CFO Brian Olsavsky, he had to do something really awkward to get to another piece of information that he was apparently holding back, waiting for somebody to ask about, which they never did because they were so focused on the Prime one-day shipping.
I don't want to run out of time here, so I'm going to ask a question for myself about AWS because I want to get some information to you.
And of course, that is ironic because Amazon Web Services, AWS, is critical to Amazon's profits. They brought in $2.2 billion in operating income in the most recent quarter, which was about half of the company's overall earnings. This is going to cost Amazon, they say, about $800 million in the next quarter, meaning the current quarter, the one we're in right now. Can you put that in context? Because $800 million to me just sounds like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But it's only around 1% of the company's expected net sales for the second quarter. In the last quarter, which was the first quarter of the year, they spent roughly $7.3 billion on shipping alone. So that $800 million would be more than 10% of that. So there's definitely going to be a bump in shipping costs in the next quarter, and I'm sure going forward as they continue to build this.
And it's enough to bring Amazon's operating margin down significantly if you look at their guidance for the next quarter, which is really what clued people in the first place to the fact that there was something big happening, even if they didn't know what was going to happen.
And yet they still had to kind of tease it out of them. It wasn't, they didn't mention it in the earnings release at after market close. They didn't mention it in their opening remarks. It just came in the middle of the call in response to a somewhat related question.
And to get even more inside baseball, there is not just the analyst call, but before the analyst call, there's a journalist call for about 10 minutes. And this didn't come up on that, I assume.
Nope. And the same question came up, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they were waiting to break it.
They were waiting to drop it into the general call.
Well, interesting. I realize this is like double inside baseball, but why? Why not just put out a statement on this if they want the news out?
It got the response, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, everybody wrote about it. Everyone's talking about it. Here we are, you know, X number of days later, and we're still talking about it.
That's funny. All right. So a couple questions. Is this global or is it U.S. only in terms of this shift to one-day delivery for Prime?
It's going to be global, but they're working mostly on North America right now. That's where they're starting.
And do we know how quickly this is going to roll out? Like if I go on Amazon now and there was a product that I would have seen have two-day shipping before, will it still be two-day shipping or will it now be one-day shipping as of this week?
We have no idea. Basically, they said that they've upped the number of one-day items and number of zip codes that they ship their one-day items to in the month of April. And they mentioned that a lot of the work is going to be done throughout the year, but they didn't give a firm timeline on anything.
So what does this mean for FedEx and UPS and the U.S. Postal Service? Because I know Amazon has been building out its own delivery infrastructure. Does this all happen through Amazon's delivery infrastructure, or are they going to have to rely on those other companies too?
I feel like every couple of weeks we get one of those rumors about Amazon cutting out their shipping partners entirely and taking over the process themselves. With this move, that seems way less likely. And the executives themselves said they're going to rely on everything they've got. Those third-party providers, the UPSs, the FedExes, the Postal Service, they are going to be important to this, as will their fleet of drivers. We don't know really exact details. Are they going to hire a bunch more drivers? Are they going to open it up so the shifts are less competitive? Are they going to, you know, go deeper with their shipping partners? Are we going to see something new entirely to make this happen? We have no idea. So let's wildly speculate, I guess.
Okay, I'll go there with you, Nat.
Do it.
Drones.
Oh, no.
This is where the drones are going to come
in. Always drones.
It's always the drones. Of course, the FAA is still regulating those heavily in the U.S., but they've already started to roll that out in the U.K. And so who knows? You could see some drone delivery enabling one-day deliveries. I don't know, though. The drone deliveries still seem like a big novelty to me. What does this mean for the price of Amazon Prime?
We don't know for sure, but the executives were pretty clear that they wanted to keep the price similar. They said that it's going to be a cost that they bear, which would indicate that they're not going to push this off onto the customer. So it's going to be a straight trade of 2 day for 1 day shipping. So in theory, you wouldn't expect another price bump. Plus, they recently bumped the annual membership from $99 a year to $119. So that was pretty recent, and I wouldn't imagine that they're going to do anything different on price here.
So Amazon says that this is going to cost an additional $800 million in the current quarter. Do we know what they're going to spend beyond that? Have they forecast that at all publicly?
They have not. I'm guessing a lot. Let's go with that. Is that a good round number?
Yeah. I think we don't know is probably the right.
I like a lot better. They tell us to stay tuned, and on the next earning call, they'll probably be like, well, we're going to spend $18 billion on it. It's fine.
All right. So that is the news so far. But where's this headed next? Well, we have a little bit of a glimpse and some clues, and we'll get into that right after this break.
This GeekWire podcast is sponsored in part by Yale University Press. Are you concerned about the rise of AI and how it will impact our society? Every day, artificial intelligence presents us with urgent ethical challenges. How do we harness this extraordinary technology to empower rather than oppress? Nigel Shadbolt and Roger Hampson have written a how-to for building ethical machine intelligence. Their new book, As If Human, Ethics and Artificial Intelligence, is now available wherever books are sold.
Welcome back to the GeekWire podcast. It's Todd Bishop with Nat Levy. We've been talking about Amazon's shift from two-day to one-day shipping, free shipping, as the core benefit of its Amazon Prime membership program. Nat, there was actually a patent about 5 years ago from Amazon that hinted at where they could go next with this whole concept. Because once you get it down to 1 day, and in some cases 2 hours, like, where do you go from there? There's this approach called anticipatory shipping. This was a patent that first surfaced back in 2014. We covered it at the time.
You're reading my mind?
Not yet. We're going to get to that next.
Okay.
So the whole idea is that Amazon could speed up the shipping process by predicting, using predictive analytics to get products closer to you before you actually buy it. In other words, they could look at things like past purchases, wish lists, or get this, even measuring how long you've been hovering over a link to know whether or not you're interested in buying that product.
So just thinking about it will give them some motivation.
Perhaps. So, for example, they say a newly released novel in a series may reasonably be predicted to have a similar demand profile to the last novel in the series. So if you read Neal Stephenson's prior book, they would know, hey, Nat is going to be definitely buying the new book, and they'll have it ready and perhaps even the label partially printed to get sent to you. This is according to the patent, and we're not clear on how much of this has actually been rolled out in the 5 years since.
Yeah, the patents can be pretty wacky. My question is, what happens if they get it wrong? What if they predict me incorrectly?
Well, they aren't actually, according to the patent, going to ship it to you. So at that point, it's just sort of wasted resources, or it could go to somebody else, maybe your neighbor's interested in Neal Stephenson. But it could get even crazier. Listen to this.
At Amazon, we're dedicated to delivering your products as quickly as possible. And today, we're thrilled to introduce our latest service, Yesterday Shipping. It's easy. Click checkout, choose Yesterday Shipping, and when you confirm your order, you'll already have had the product for a day. Sounds simple, right? Well, it gets even simpler. The day before you order, you'll get a package that you're not expecting. On the box, there will be a note telling you to call the Amazon support team.
Hi, I just got a pair of shoes that I didn't order.
Yes, you ordered those shoes tomorrow with Amazon Yesterday Shipping.
All right, Amazon Yesterday Shipping. Are you ready for it, Nat?
You know, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but when I watched that video, I was like, yeah, I could see that happening in the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, so just to be super clear, that is a spoof. That is the only thing we've talked about that is not real so far, except for the patent, which is more of an idea. At any rate, that is from the Bilderbergers YouTube channel. That was from 2012. It was quite a while ago.
Always interesting to get into the time travel thing, because, you know, if I ordered these shoes that day, does it forever change my future? Did I not buy other shoes? What if I was going to go to this place, but my shoes weren't right, and I ended up going somewhere else, and it changed my life entirely?
Blowing my mind, Nat. Blowing my mind. All right. Well, bottom line, this Amazon news on the shift is interesting because it really changes the game for e-commerce. It kind of ups the stakes for Amazon's competitors, and it's really costly for Amazon in the short term.
And it's just getting started. We're going to see how much they're spending going forward. We're going to see how quickly they roll it out. And we're also going to be watching how its rivals respond.
Fascinating stuff. All right, Nat, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people follow you?
They can follow me on Twitter at Nat J. Levy.
Thanks for listening to the GeekWire podcast. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app and leave us a rating and a review. We'll be back next week with our regular weekly news roundup, The Week in Geek. Until then, I'm GeekWire editor Todd Bishop. Thanks for listening.